Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to tighten an 808 tail so it sits properly in a smoky warehouse jungle and old-school D&B context inside Ableton Live 12. And right away, I want to make one thing clear. We are not trying to make the 808 tiny or weak. We still want weight. We still want darkness. We still want that sub-pressure. But we want the tail to be controlled, punchy, and rhythmically useful, so it supports the breakbeat instead of smearing over it. That's a big deal in drum and bass, because the track is moving fast. You've got quick drums, chopped breaks, snare ghosts, maybe a re-slayer later, and the low end has to breathe. A long, loose 808 can make the whole groove feel slower and blur the kick. A tightened 808 tail can feel like a sub-hit, a bass note, and a phrase accent all at once. That's exactly the kind of energy you want for smoky warehouse vibes. So let's build this in a beginner-friendly way using stock Ableton tools only. First, create a new MIDI track and load Sampler. Then drag in a clean 808 sample. You want something with a solid low fundamental and a tail that isn't already overly destroyed. If it is long and loose, that's completely fine. We're going to shape it. Now, before we even touch effects, let's think musically. Write a very simple two-bar MIDI idea. Start with one note on beat 1. You can add another note on the end of 2 or on beat 3, if it helps the phrase. Keep it sparse. In jungle and old-school D&B, space is part of the groove. The bass does not need to speak every single moment. Keep the notes in a low range, around C1 to G1 territory if that fits your sample. That's where the sub-weight lives, and that's usually what gives you that proper warehouse soundation. Now, in Sampler, switch to a mode that gives you envelope control. Classic is a great choice here, because it lets you tighten the tail directly. Set the attack very low, basically instant, and then focus on the release. A good starting point is somewhere around 80 to 180 milliseconds. If the tail is still hanging too long, shorten it more. If it starts feeling too chopped or too dead, open it back up a little. Here's a useful beginner mindset. The MIDI note length matters just as much as the sample itself. So don't only rely on the synth envelope. Go into the MIDI clip and shorten the note lengths too. This is usually the cleanest way to tighten the groove. A nice starting approach is this. Make the note short first, then adjust Sampler's release. That way the tail stops in time, but it still feels natural instead of abruptly cut off. Now let's listen in context. This is important. Don't solo the 808 and make decisions based only on that. Loop it with a kick and break. Ask yourself, is the tail colliding with the next kick? Is it masking the snare? Is it blurring the break chops? If yes, tighten it more. Next, drop in EQ8 after Sampler. We're using EQ to clean, not to gut the sound. If there's rumble below useful sub-territory, roll that off gently, but do not overdo it. In D&B, the sub is the point. If the 808 sounds boxy, try a small dip somewhere, around 120 to 250 Hz. If there's a muddy bloom, a narrow cut around 180 or 220 Hz might help. If the sample has too much click or top-end attack, you can smooth a little around 2 to 5 kHz. Keep it subtle. The goal is dark, not dull. After that, add a little saturation. Saturator is the easiest beginner-friendly option. Use a modest amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start, and turn on soft clip if needed. Then match the output level so you're not just fooled by it getting louder. Why do this? Because a pure sub can disappear on smaller speakers, especially in a dense D&B mix. A touch of saturation adds harmonics, so the 808 reads better without becoming huge or messy. That's especially useful for smoky warehouse vibes where you want the bass to feel like it's coming out of the fog, not screaming over everything. If you want a bit more character, drum bus can also work, but be careful. It can thicken the low end very quickly. For this lesson, I'd keep it light and focused. The main goal is controlled presence. Now let's make room for the kick. Add compressor after the saturation and use sidechain ducking from the kick track. Keep the attack fairly quick, and the release somewhere around 50 to 120 milliseconds to start. You only need a few dB of gain reduction most of the time. This is a really important D&B habit. Fast drums need low-end breathing room. If the kick and 808 are fighting, the whole groove loses punch. Sidechain clears space so the kick lands cleanly, and the bass comes back in a way that feels musical. After that, add utility at the end of the chain. For the main sub layer, keep it mono. You can set width to 0% if you want a centered foundation. That's usually the right move for dark jungle and old-school influenced bass. Keep the deepest low end simple and solid. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where a lot of beginners miss the magic. A tightened 808 is not just a sound design trick, it's an arrangement tool. Try a pattern where the 808 hits on the first beat, then leaves space for the break to answer. Maybe the bass appears in bar 1, disappears in bar 2, then comes back in bar 3 with a variation. That call and response feeling is classic in DNB. It leaves room for the drums to breathe and makes the bass moments hit harder. You can also use short bass notes as little punctuation marks before fills or transitions. That can make the phrase feel more intentional. In smoky warehouse music, restraint often creates more impact than constant movement. Now let's add a little automation to bring the phrase alive. You could automate saturator drive up a tiny bit in the drop. You could open an auto filter slightly in a transition. You could even automate utility gain so one bass hit lands a little harder than the others. Small changes matter. For example, in an 8-bar intro, you might keep the bass filtered and low in bars 1 to 4, then open it slightly in bars 5 and 6, and let it hit fully in bars 7 and 8 before the drop. That kind of movement helps a simple 808 feel like part of a bigger arrangement. Now do a reality check. Loop the bass with the drums and make one decision only. Does it need to be shorter, darker, or louder? Pick one. Don't try to fix everything at once. If the kick is losing impact, shorten the tail. If the bass feels weak, add a little saturation. If the low end feels muddy, cut a little around 180 to 250 Hz. This is a great beginner workflow because it teaches you to make smart, focused decisions instead of randomly stacking plugins. A few common mistakes to watch for here. First, letting the 808 ring too long. That's the biggest one. If it's spilling into the next hit, tighten the MIDI note before you start processing. Second, cutting too much bass with EQ. Don't high-pass the sub away unless there's actual useless rumble. The low end is the whole point. Third, overusing saturation. A little goes a long way. If the sound starts getting fuzzy in a bad way, back it off. Fourth, forgetting to check the 808 with the drums playing. Always judge it in context. And fifth, making the bass wide. Keep that deep layer mono. You want a centered, stable foundation. If you want to push this further, there are a few cool variations you can try. You could use a short 808 in the intro, then let the drop version ring a little longer for impact, before tightening it again after a few bars. You could also make 1 second note act like a pickup before the next snare accent, or you could lower the velocity on ghost notes and keep the main accent stronger, so the line breathes with the break. Another really useful trick is to duplicate the 808 and make a faint mid-bass layer. High pass the duplicate, saturate it lightly, and blend it quietly underneath. That way the sub stays solid, but the note still speaks on smaller speakers. You can also resample the tightened 808 once it feels right. That makes it easier to commit to the sound and move fast in the arrangement. And honestly, that's a strong habit in drum and bass production. Lock in a good sound and keep writing. So here's the core takeaway. A tight 808 tail helps the kick, break, and bass work together. Start with note length and envelope control. Clean up the mud with EQ. Add a touch of saturation for presence. Duck it gently with sidechain compression. Keep the sub mono. Then shape the arrangement so the bass hits feel intentional, not constant. In smoky warehouse jungle and old school DNB, the best bass is usually short, dark, and disciplined. The weight is there, but it's managed. That restraint is what gives the track that menace and that movement. For your practice, make a 2-bar loop with just 2 or 3 808 notes. Build 3 versions, one ultra-tight, one smoky, and one with a bit more dance-floor energy. Loop each one with drums, test them at low and normal volume, and pick the one that supports the groove best. And remember this, in DNB, tiny changes can make a massive difference. A slightly shorter tail, a little less mud, a touch more saturation, or one beat of silence can completely change the feel of the track. Alright, that's the workflow. Load the 808, tighten the tail, listen in context, and let the groove breathe.